From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I welcome you to this Friday edition of the Living Truth program. And throughout the course of this week, we have been studying Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17, under the topic, How Shall They Hear? And this is a passage of Scripture that reminds us that as Christians, we've got the responsibility to get out the Word of God so that people can hear the plan of salvation, so that they can learn about their need of the Savior, so that they can be introduced to Jesus Christ, so that they might come to faith and knowledge in the Lord Jesus Christ and have the forgiveness of sins and the assurance of eternal life in heaven when this life is over. And so I trust that this study this week has been a blessing to you. It's been very basic, taken from a very familiar passage of Scripture, but I trust that the study has been an encouragement to you. Today, we want to continue to look at this passage, and so I'd like to once again read for you or with you, perhaps if you can follow along in your copy of God's Word, Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17. Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17, note what the Word of God says. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now I trust that you've been there by the radio throughout the course of this week as we have looked at this study, How Shall They Hear? And it's been a basic study, as I said, but I think it's a very beneficial study. And so far, we have had the opportunity of noting a clear statement. Verse 13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We also looked at a serious situation where it says in verses 14 and 15a that without a preacher being sent, people will not be able to hear the gospel without which they cannot believe. Then we have the opportunity of looking at a beautiful person, where it says in verse 15 that those who preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things have beautiful feet. But yesterday we noted a sad reality, and that is the fact that many people who hear the gospel will not trust Christ as Savior. And we ended the program yesterday by giving an invitation that if you've never trusted Jesus Christ, please do so. And again, I want to reiterate that invitation. If you've never trusted Christ as Savior, do it today. Today's the day of salvation. If God is speaking to your heart, don't say no, but say yes to the Lord Jesus Christ. So many people down through the years, they hear the Word of God, they hear the gospel is proclaimed, but they reject. And I remind you of Proverbs 29:1, where it says, He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. If you hear the word of God over and over and over again and reject it, one day will be the last time that you'll hear it. And you'll never hear it again because your life will be lost and you'll spend eternity in hell. Don't let that be you. Well, today I want us to look at the last verse of this passage of Scripture that we are studying, and that's verse 17 that gives us a resounding fact. Notice it says, So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, keep in mind that in this text, that faith is speaking of having faith in Jesus Christ for salvation. Now, the means of faith is hearing the Word of God. That's the means of faith, hearing the Word of God. The message of faith is the Word of God. And this gives us a very simple but very significant fact that we need to take into consideration, and that is this. Without hearing the Word of God, people will not come to faith in Jesus Christ. It is as simple as that. Without hearing the Word of God, people will not come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, down through the years, I've heard people say, well, I don't say much about the gospel, but I try to live the gospel. Well, now, that sounds like a pretty good statement. And certainly, we should all live the gospel, as it were. We should have a Christian life that makes the gospel inviting, as it were. I often think of that passage of Scripture in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27, where Paul says, only let your conversation, that is your lifestyle, be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. In other words, let's live the kind of a life that will cause people to want to come to Christ. Let's live the kind of a life that will make the gospel and the Lord Jesus attractive, but we've got to give out the Word of God. You see, again, listen to it. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you and I want people to be saved, it takes more than just living the Christian life before them. I believe God uses the testimony of a Christian life. I believe that. I believe that 100%. But people won't get saved by looking at your good Christian life. People will only get saved by hearing the Word of God. In other words, we have got to proclaim the Scriptures, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And might I say that each individual believer and each local church has the privilege as well as the responsibility to proclaim the gospel so that people can hear and be saved, and it's important that we do that. You know, I was saved by hearing a pastor, his name was Robert Jennings, preach on Romans chapter 3, verse 23, and Romans 6, 23. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And when he preached those verses of Scripture, the Spirit of God convicted me, and by hearing the Word of God, I came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, beloved, the only way for people to come to faith in Jesus Christ is by hearing the Word of God. Are you getting out the Word of God? Are you proclaiming the Word of God? Are you sharing the Word of God with others? The only way for people to get saved is by hearing the Word of God. Over in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, Paul said this as he was writing to Timothy, and that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. It's the Holy Scriptures that makes one wise unto salvation. That's why we need to get out the Word of God. And God will keep his promise that when we get out the Word of God, people will be saved. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The resounding fact is that you and I who know the Lord Jesus must be getting out the Word of God consistently, consistently, consistently. At the church that I serve, the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, there's a young fellow by the name of Taylor. He's blind, but he has a burden for the lost. He conducts Zoom Bible studies. Well, several years ago in our area, we had a crusade, a tent crusade. Many people got saved. And Taylor took it upon himself the responsibility of replaying that crusade 5 or 6 nights in a row. And he did it over Zoom. He gave out the word of God through that particular crusade, as it were. In 1 week, he saw almost 80 people trust Christ as Savior. He just gave out the word of God. And even though he did that for that 1 week, Taylor consistently is a soul winner. He constantly talks to people about Christ. He's constantly texting me or coming to me saying, "Pastor, I just led somebody to Christ. I just led so-and-so to the Lord." Why does Taylor have that effect? Because he gives the word of God. You and I as Christians have that privilege and responsibility to get out the word of God. Are we doing so? I trust that we will. You know, I read a statistic the other day that said 30 million people will die this year without hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Think about that. Another statistic I read was that over 3 billion people in 7,000 people groups out of 17,000 people groups in the world are currently unreached with the gospel. That means that as local churches, we need to send missionaries around the world. That means that as individual Christians, we need to say, "Lord, here am I, send me." But the fact of the matter is, we need to get out the gospel. Will you go with the gospel of Jesus Christ today? Will you tell somebody about the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ tomorrow? People need to hear. You and I who are Christians have the message. Let's share the word of God to others that they might come to know Christ, whom to know aright is life eternal and life abundant. Thank you for joining me today. Have a great weekend. Go to church on Sunday, and then join us again Monday with another edition of The Living Truth. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.